possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors, with more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
I wake up smiling every morning.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
The wake up call.
Wake up, wake up.
It's the wake up call.
106.5 The End.
I ordered my wife one of those edible arrangements fruit bouquets. Is what I'm talking about. It's cool. It's a nice thing. But I want to get in on that business model. Because I paid $70 and I didn't even think twice about it. I was like, oh, that sounds right. It's not right. Their profit margin is probably amazing. It's fruit. What's their overhead? Like, a product should cost as much as the materials plus the skill required to assemble them, right? For $70, I could buy a printer. That makes sense. I don't know how to make a printer. Fruit bouquet, on the other hand, after quick analysis, pretty easy to reverse engineer that thing.
Friday, August 29th, 2025. It's the wake up call. Gavin, Katie, and Kevin. Man, I don't know who that comedian was, but what a funny observation. I never thought about that either. Why is it so expensive?
Oh, listen. I am not somebody that's ever going to punish somebody by sending them an edible arrangement.
Mm.
Unless it's like beef jerky and pickles.
Now, is that just because you don't like fruit?
I don't like fruit. It's too much fruit to give to a person.
Yeah.
Most of it's going to go bad.
That's true.
And you have like a day and a half.
Yeah.
So better get your fruit on. Better get fruity.
There's one time I was thanking somebody that lived in another city that helped a friend of mine get tickets for something. And he's like one of those like fancies himself an alpha podcast guys, you know, in the very much in the bro sphere. So I was going to thank him for helping a friend of mine out. And then I was looking online and I found this thing called Man Crates. I don't even know if Man Crates is around anymore. This is over a decade ago. And you have to like, it comes in a box. You have to break into it with a crowbar. Like,
are you kidding?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. But it seemed like something that he would love, and he did. But inside was like, are you looking it up? Is it still around?
Yes.
So inside is like a bunch of stuff that men like.
Whiskey.
Oh. Yeah, and nuts and meat.
Yeah.
I think there's even one that had like a pocket knife or something like that. It's like ridiculous. But he loved it. And it's like, okay, something like that, I can understand that costing like $80, $70,
sure.
$80.
Yeah.
You know, fruit. Great point, though. How is everybody doing?
Great. Another great sleep score.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
Now, it's funny. I did see, and it goes away. Don't worry about it. But I did see that you've had a line on your cheek today. Yeah, and it's like.
You have the sleep apnea line.
I remember when you used to tell me all the time, like, oh, you've got your CPAP lines are real bad today.
I really, like, that's something that I, like, really don't want and don't love.
CPAP lines?
Yeah.
I mean, you can always make a vow to yourself to not leave the house for 2 to 3 hours after waking up. Because you want a good suction. You want a good seal.
According to my app, I had perfect seal last night.
There you go. There you go.
You guys don't have a CPAP with an app.
No. Uh-uh.
Mine's very chic. Looks like an iPhone.
Katie.
It's white and black.
It took you so long to get, though.
Well, yeah.
They had to
apparently make it. I don't know.
Katie sent us a picture of her new CPAP, and I was like, instantly jealous. I was like, oh, that's so nice.
When I opened it, I was like, ooh.
That's so much nicer.
It's very sleek looking.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that it's white.
Oh, I love that. That's what I like the most.
You would. But I mean, I'm afraid that like after a while, like any place where I touch it over and over again, there'd be like a fingerprint or something like that. Or
We keep mine in a drawer.
Oh.
In the nightstand because I don't want to look at it in our bedroom every day.
Hmm.
I like to pretend that I don't need it.
But do you have wires running in and out of the drawer?
Sometimes we unplug it and just shut the door, but there's just like one wire.
Okay.
But it's, to me, better than like walking in the bedroom and it's just like, oh, you die every night.
Yeah, but then you don't.
But now I don't.
Now I don't. Yeah. And now I see my friend in there that's just waiting for me to go to bed, just going like, hi, I'm going to keep you alive tonight. Okay, cool. Thank you.
I still have to be told, like, baby, put on your mask.
Yeah, I have to be told that every once in a while.
Yeah.
As you start getting a little doozy, like, you know, just, and
yeah,
then just a little elbow, like, put your mask on.
See, oh, okay. I want to be able to chit-chat with D-Lo when we get in bed.
We can still do that. It just sounds like this.
Right. There's a lot of what did you say, though. So I can't put it on until it's like.
That's on him.
That he can't hear me?
That like,
if I'm talking like this,
I can hear you just fine.
Well,
he'll get better at it.
But I feel like when I put my mask on, it's like, well, I guess we're done chatting.
It is Friday, and we have Labor Day weekend to look forward to, where, like, I would say most people probably get Labor Day off, and thank God for that. A lot of things going on this weekend that are very stereotypical for Labor Day. Barbecues, pool parties, that sort of thing. Found two things this morning that both triggered me.
Oh.
Which one do you want to talk about first? Condiments or beer?
Oh, condiments.
Condiments.
Condiments are the enemy of Kevin.
Yeah,
I hate
them. Doesn't like it. But I still want you to be part of this. But a poll was done on what America's favorite condiment is.
Okay. Mayonnaise.
Yes!
Mayonnaise?
You freaking witch! How did you know that?
I don't know.
I thought it would be ketchup. Of course it'd be ketchup.
I thought it was ketchup too. Or ranch.
Maybe even ranch.
Yeah.
Mustard.
But mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise, number one.
What do you dip mayonnaise with?
Well, but you use it for many, many things.
Like sandwiches and stuff, yeah.
Sandwiches, hamburgers.
But it's not like making, a dipping
making
thing.
Making dips.
I am like, I don't, maybe it's, I'm just weird, I guess. I never even think about mayonnaise.
Oh, I think about it all the time.
Really?
I love it.
I find that it doesn't add much to my food.
Oh, it makes everything all creamy. If you want to make like a chicken salad, got to put mayonnaise in that. If you want to do a ranch dip out of the powder packet, got to use mayonnaise for that.
Man, that's shocking. When I saw that, I was like, get out of here. Mayonnaise, America. But it does kind of track, just like something white.
I mean, pasta
creamy.
Salad.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I mean, I get. I
sorry
forget,
that. Sorry that I got it so fast.
I forget how many things I guess we need mayonnaise to make. I was just thinking about it as a condiment, not as an ingredient. But like, I guess when you consider that it's also an ingredient in so many other things.
Yeah.
I also forgot that I am sitting here with Miss Cleo.
I think people need to know you're not calling me a witch in a bad way. You're calling
you
me a
that.
Witch in that I just...
You don't know that.
Well, in that I don't know. I just know stuff.
Just predict stuff.
Yeah.
Just good luck. Good luck trying to get one over on Katie. All right. Well, here's the other thing that I saw that's also Labor Day party related. And it's what Gen Z is doing to beer. And it is triggering people.
Huh.
Like... All the beer bros are getting their dander up and their panties in a knot because it's more and more popular to see people younger adding ice cubes to their beer.
Ice? Why?
Interesting.
To dilute it?
No, they just say it's better. It makes things better. There's a tick. It started on TikTok, but it has spent because they interviewed bartenders as well. And bartenders are like, yeah, I'm seeing a lot of people that are younger saying, like, can I get a beer? Can you fill it with ice first? And it's like,
now, why would that be bad?
That's kind of after I read that headline and my initial reaction was, ugh. Then I thought about it and it's like, well, but I remember when Katie, she used to drink ice cubes in her Chardonnay.
Yeah, I love one ice cube.
And I remember thinking, it's just making it colder.
Right.
And if you're drinking a beer, that's already pretty much just beer-flavored water, like a Coors Light or a Bud Light or something like that. Any kind of light beer for the most part. What's the harm in adding some ice cubes to it?
Is it watering it down? Kevin, you
yeah.
have a, is that what it is?
I think so. Like, the beer is supposed to be ice cold coming out of the, what's it called, a jug?
The keg.
Keg,
the,
yeah.
The tap.
It's supposed to be ice cold. You don't need to add more ice to it.
But it gets colder. I mean, it gets warmer.
Okay, colder changes the taste, though. It makes it watered down even more.
See, and then another thing that people younger are starting to do, and somebody gave me a beer like this, and it really turned me on. And, I didn't realize that I was like now this like Gen Z like person. But taking your beer with a salted rim.
Oh,
oh
well,
my
that's like,
goodness.
Oh,
so I mean, good.
That's like having a Corona, right?
Why
no,
even
that's a
drink
lime.
The beer then?
No, but you don't put
salt
on your Corona?
Never thought about it before.
You put it in your Corona.
You put it in. But this was like almost like you got a Bloody Mary.
Oh.
And then they served me my Mexican lager with a salted, like almost
that
like a bloody.
That sounds delicious.
It was incredible.
I don't even like beer, and that sounds good.
You can even take it a further step than that now. And this is also something that Gen Z is doing, is turning it full on into a chelada. And they put a salted rim. Then they ask for lime juice and tahini to be poured into the beer as well.
That seems better.
I'm going to say this.
Okay.
When I first started this, I thought, you know what? The beer bros are right. The beer bros are not right.
I have to tell you something. The beer bros are never right.
That's true.
About anything.
That's true. No one wants to try their homebrew.
No. Whatever tubes you've got going on in your garage, I don't want to drink from them.
If there's the word fest after any title of any beer you give me, I'm probably not going to like it.
What's a fest?
Like Oktoberfest or Summerfest.
Oh.
Hops Fest, whatever.
Got
okay?
it.
I don't. I've never met Sam Adams. He's got to calm down.
Yeah.
Okay? The more I'm thinking about it, the more I'm thinking, and I don't think this often, Gen Z's on the right track.
Ugh. Okay. Oh, Kevin doesn't like that.
You're a beer bro.
Yes.
Beer purist.
I wouldn't say purist.
Despite not knowing the term kegger tap.
Okay. Wow.
Hey.
You're the one that's trying to make beer for bitches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sorry. Go drink your cider.
So, I guess happy Labor Day. You can either be a Gen Z beer bro or, as Kevin calls them, a bunch of bitches.
Yep.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So, once upon a time, not that long ago, my car was invaded by a dragonfly. We told the story on the air, and it was absolutely terrifying. I was driving down Pleasant Grove in Roseville when it happened, and I was screaming, and I wasn't sure what pedal I was even pressing, gas or brake at the time. It's a miracle that I survived. Well,
okay,
it happened again.
No.
Another dragonfly flew into my car. Another one. Now, thank God, this time I was not moving down the road when it happened. I was parked somewhere. I was able to get out of my car and handle the situation like a man. And by a man, I mean not like a man at all.
Okay.
I was even able to film it this time. If you want to see it, text the word, what is it, fly, Kevin?
Yes.
Text fly, F-L-Y, to 916-909-1065 to see my lack of bravery in handling the situation.
I will say, I think most of society can admit that is how a man would handle it, in that men do turn into screaming, whining babies around bugs, rodents, snakes.
Yes.
Most of them.
Yeah, it's true.
The vast majority of men would go, yeah.
Dragonflies are terrifying. They're called dragons for a reason,
yeah,
guys.
They do seem prehistoric.
They are very much dinosaurs, and they're big and they're thick. They're covered in armor. They've got too many wings.
Mm-hmm, their eyes.
And their eyes are too big.
Ugh. Too big.
So I'm glad that you backed me up on this.
What do you need to see?
Exactly. Well, when I posted this video, again, which you can see by texting in the word fly, a bunch of listeners commented and DM'd me and said, no, you're very lucky. Do you know what it means to be visited by a dragonfly?
Okay, I was going to say, perhaps if this keeps happening, it is some kind of omen.
Oh. Apparently, it's a sign of good luck and good fortune, and it is also a sign that a passed-on loved one is trying to communicate with you.
Okay.
If that's the case, I need a different muse.
Okay.
I need a different form of dead loved one than something as terrifying as a dragonfly flying into my car. I'm in a prison, and then you're coming to see me that way? Like, listen, I would rather the conjuring demon up in my bedroom than a dragonfly in my car.
Okay.
If you're, listen, dead relatives, we know you listen.
Yeah.
If you're trying
all the time,
if you're trying to tell me something and you're trying to pass on, hey, there's some good news coming your way.
Yeah.
Pick a different form.
Okay. So you'd rather be just flat out haunted.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yes,
wow.
I would.
Wow. Okay. So I did look it up, and there is a lot of symbology when it comes to dragonflies. Change.
Yeah.
Transformation.
Yeah.
Adaptability.
That's not me.
No. New beginnings.
Okay.
Self-realization.
Okay.
Oh.
Do you see stuff about dead relatives?
No, I don't. Okay. But I do see some. Then it starts getting a little more niche.
Uh-huh.
Vague.
Okay.
I guess you can't be vague and niche, but whatever. Then it says life cycle.
I don't know what that means.
Spin class?
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah. Okay. I was supposed to join a spin class.
Airborne adult.
Airborne adult?
I don't know. Get your pilot's license?
Uh-huh.
and aquatic nymph.
Oh, that's not symbolism, though. That's just what a dragonfly is. They're an aquatic nymph.
Oh.
They hover around water.
Oh, but.
And they're airborne adults. Okay, so thank God.
No, but I've seen baby dragonflies.
Maybe they're just little guys. Listen, we've got little guys walking around here. Maybe they're short kings, okay?
I like to think that you're an aquatic nymph. And that's what we're learning. What we're learning is you're just like a little...
Yeah.
And you're just twinkle-toeing through a garden.
Yeah.
And then you take your shirt off. You're wearing long, flowing... pants,
right.
Real cottony linen.
So let me get
and
this
you
straight.
You run, you go, I have a secret.
Okay, let me get this straight. So just to recap.
Yeah.
You think
yes.
that the dragonflies that have been flying into my car could be, let's say, my dead uncle, who's coming to see me to tell me change and transformation is on the way.
Uh-huh.
And you are about to turn into a little fairy that sits on a water lily, giggling with secrets.
You sit in a little buttercup flower and go, I know something you don't know.
Would you like to hear a song?
I would love to play my flute for you.
I'm sexually ambiguous. You know what? You're right. That's probably what it is.
It does seem like you.
That's absolutely what it is.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
War of the Roses on The Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Summer this morning. Good morning, Summer.
Good morning.
Obviously, there is some sort of problem that's making you think that your boyfriend is cheating. His name is Jesse. First of all, how long have you two been together?
So we've been together for 2 years, and... I mean, I've just lately seen a big shift in his behavior towards me. He's not very affectionate. Every time I try to initiate being intimate with him, he just pushes me away, makes an excuse. I feel like he has to be getting it from somewhere else because this is just not normal.
So you think that because he... Now, I mean, were you guys very sexually active before this behavioral change?
Yes.
Let me ask you this. How is the rest of your relationship? Is everything else about your relationship good? Because I've been in a relationship with a guy that did not want to have sex with me, but our relationship was terrible.
Yeah, no, our relationship is great aside from that.
So you think that he does still want to have sex, just not with you?
Oh, God.
You think he's getting it somewhere else? Well, that's what War of the Roses is for. So we're going to call him up. Katie's going to pretend to be a telemarketer and offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to, what he writes on the card, and then we'll conference everybody together regardless of what he says and see if we can get to the bottom of it.
Okay.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Jesse, please?
Yes. May I ask who this is?
Yeah, this is Lisa with and I'm calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long stem red roses, absolutely free. I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill or anything. It's just a promotion we're doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you'd like to take advantage of today?
I mean, if it's free, not just because it's free, but no, that sounds pretty good.
Okay, great. It's actually really simple to get started. All I need is the first and last name of the person you'd like to send the roses to.
Oh, okay. Summer.
Okay. And then before I get Summer's address, you're able to include a personalized card to be delivered with the roses. What would you like that to say?
Let's say... love you, sweetie.
Okay.
Hi, Jesse. This is Gavin from The Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and that's Katie. And you're on something that we call War of the Roses. It's a relationship test, and the reason we're doing this is because your girlfriend Summer is listening in this whole time. She wanted to see who you would send the roses to. Summer, you're back on. Are you there?
Okay.
Hi.
So there you go. As far as our test goes, let's cross... that off the list. That is a worry we don't need to worry about. All right. But it does seem like
what? I don't understand.
Well, we'll explain. there does seem to be a little bit of an issue still, and I'm going to have Summer explain it to you because it's kind of personal.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like lately you've been really distant, and anytime I've tried to, you know, snuggle with you, be intimate with you, you just push me away, and it just didn't feel right, and I don't understand what's going on.
Specifically in the bedroom.
Jesse, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Sorry, I'm just thinking for a moment. So I am not ready is what I'll say.
What did he say?
He's not ready. You're not ready
for what?
To have sex?
So did she say why we were having more sex than we are now?
She did not say that you were even having more sex than you are now. She actually said the opposite.
Got it. So everybody's clear. We were having more sex than normal over the past 6 months because we had talked about possibly having a baby, and I don't know if I'm ready for that right now.
Okay. I mean, you could just talk to me about it.
Well, I've tried, and it doesn't always seem like you'd receive it very well. And so I just thought if we pulled back a little bit, that it would be a big deal. It's not like we don't have sex anymore. We just aren't having it as much as we were. And look, maybe we just have that conversation. I just don't. Anyway, I feel a little uncomfortable talking about this on the radio.
Sure. Do you still want to have a child with Summer someday?
Yeah, I don't think that's the main issue. It's like, you know, like you said, there's other things, but money and are we ready for this? Am I ready for this?
He's not just doing it because you want to.
Right.
Now, granted, his communication should have been a little bit better about that, for sure. But I actually think this is a really good thing.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm okay with waiting. That's understandable. I'm glad it's not anything else.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
Let's say,
you know what?
Let's have a conversation.
Well, sure. Like of course that. It is. Like, All of these should be private conversations, let's be honest. But listen, this is the best I've felt during War of the Roses in years.
Me too. You crazy kids are going to do just fine.
All right. Yeah, you guys are going to be great. And enjoy your private conversation.
Thank you.
It's War of the Roses on the way.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wake up call.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So Cardi B just can't stay out of the news. And in all honesty, good for her. You know, in this particular case, because she, you know, she did take the stand in a civil lawsuit against her old security guard.
No, against her from her old
security guard. Right. And this is very different. She went on what we think is like some sort of audio feature on Twitter. So it's kind of like, it's not a video, but you can post just audio of it. And she was crying on it. Now, listen to this clip.
So it's just like, it's just been a very hard 2-3 weeks. And then like, you know, like I'm getting evicted from like my mansion. And it's just like, I don't even know what to do anymore. Like, I'm getting evicted. My Lambos are getting repoed. Like I don't even have, like, usually, like, I usually buy like a Birkin or a Hermès, like a Birkin or a Kelly every month. And like, I haven't even bought one, like, in 4 months or 3 months. Like, my boyfriend had to get me one. My boyfriend had to buy me one because I couldn't even get one. Like, so he just had to buy it for me because I don't have nothing anymore. So just please donate to my album because it's going to come out September 19th.
Please donate to my album. Okay.
Okay. Aw, Cardi.
Apparently.
Sweetie, it's not real.
Apparently, what? This was a joke.
It's, yeah.
This was Cardi B making a joke as a funny way to promote that her new album is coming out. The album, Am I the Drama, coming out in October. Also, she's got a box set that she wants people to buy as well. Okay. First of all, very funny.
Well, and I believe that there is a little bit of backstory in that she tweeted, like, during COVID, should I buy an $88,000 Birkin?
I see.
So I think that that is part of...
This is a deep bench joke on this? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at this, though, slightly differently.
Okay.
Because it's all being reported as a joke. And if it is a joke, bravo, Cardi. It's very funny. 2 points. One, I don't think Cardi B is that good of an actress. And two, is this a joke? Cardi B notoriously is known for excessive spending. Just like what you just said about the $88,000 thing. I mean, there's lots of reports about how much she spends on this and how much she spends on this person and how much she blew on a party and a birthday party and this, that, and the other thing. And I'm just saying, how much money do we really think is coming in for Cardi B right now?
I think a lot.
From where? From what? We don't play any of her music anymore. We haven't for years.
Okay, well, we are one radio station that doesn't play rap usually.
But
so
peek behind the curtain, we're all radio stations are pretty much the same across the country. So
if they're a pop station, which we are,
right?
I'm sure she's played on KSFM.
With what song?
Kevin?
That one song you didn't let me walk out to. I forgot the title.
He means at Wake Up Call Live.
Yeah. Okay.
It was too offensive.
Okay.
So her net worth is $101 million.
Outside.
Okay. Okay. Now, that's her net worth.
Okay.
That's not liquid.
But if you have $100 million of net worth, your liquid is you're doing okay.
Not if you spend it all, though.
Okay, but here, like, don't you think it's weird that we like pay so much attention to how much she spends when the like there are so many artists and celebrities that spend like crazy, but we like really hyper focus on Cardi. And I don't know why that is.
I think it's because she tells everybody about how much it is. Like what you just said during COVID. Cardi B, I looked it up, hasn't been on tour since 2019.
She what? Is considered the second richest female rapper
in net worth.
You keep saying that, like people that have that.
But like, what if that's true? Okay, so my point is, like, net worth, not liquid. What if what she's saying there is a little bit true? What if she is saying, like, maybe I have to sell this car. Maybe I can't buy bags anymore every month, like I like to do.
But we keep giving you examples of why she doesn't need to do that.
So you think she's that great of an actress?
Well, there might
be. You don't think there's any nugget of truth in that? No. She's gone through a divorce. Yeah. She's being sued. Like, there's.
Well, she hasn't been sued yet.
There's lots of people coming for her, taking her money. Little bits here and there. Residuals, not what they used to be. Like.
How do you know that?
Because a residual is what we play.
Tell me how much she made.
Every time we play a Cardi B song, she makes, I forget how many pennies. Okay. And if we're not paying anything, that means all the pop radio stations across the country aren't. Maybe some hip-hop stations are.
Okay, but there's Spotify.
There's Spotify.
Apple Music.
They make even less on those. But yes, you're right.
You know that she has like a vodka whipped cream brand, right?
Oh, yeah, whipped.
Well,
yeah,
whipped.
It sold.
As delicious as that sounds.
It sold 1 million the first day.
And when was that?
That's a good question, Kevin. When was that?
I'm just saying, listen, I'm not a Cardi hater. I love Cardi. I'm just saying that maybe there's some truth to this.
Yeah, I don't think you know enough about her.
All right.
Yeah,
Maybe I don't.
She continuously is on lists of the richest rappers and not just females.
Okay.
Good for you, Cardi.
Yeah.
I'm happy for her.
I love
well,
her.
Well, donate to her new album.
I'm going to.
106.5 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
She's the number one fan for Gigi Perez in all of America. Time to play. Are you smarter than Katie?
Are you smarter than Gigi?
I wish Gigi Perez would play with us. That would be incredible. All right. How about that? We're playing with Ariana this morning. Let's get her on the phone. Ariana, good morning.
Good morning.
There might be an Ariana Grande question coming up as well.
Wow. Oh, okay, we'll see ya.
Wow. $100 is the jackpot, but Ariana, great news. Win or lose, it doesn't matter. You got tickets to see Gigi Perez in Oakland, okay?
Awesome.
All right, here we go. 5 questions dealing with news and pop culture. Katie has left the studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, question 1. The CDC is in crisis right now. A day after the director of the CDC was fired because she didn't align herself with President Trump and the head of HHS RFK Jr.'s views, 4 other top officials have now resigned, leaving it virtually with no leadership. That's terrifying. What does HHS stand for?
HSS.
HHS. 3 seconds. 3.
Health and Human Services.
All righty. Question 2. Ariana Grande. Know her? She announced that she's going on tour for the first time in years. Yeah, and we will have tickets all next week to see her on that tour, which will be called Eternal Sunshine. What year was her last tour? Was it 2019, 2020, or 2021?
2019.
Question 3. Sabrina Carpenter had a stern warning about her new album. it is not for pearl clutchers, quote unquote. She said her new album, Man's Best Friend, will be fun, but it will be sexual, it will be edgy, and it will be aggressive. Oh, true or false, only oysters make pearls?
False.
Question four. Ashley Babbitt was an insurrectionist who died while storming the Capitol on January 6th when she was endangering lawmakers. She was an Air Force member, and now she will receive a funeral with full military honors at the request of President Trump's appointee. Besides Air Force, name four other branches of the military.
Name four of them besides yes. the Air Force?
Yep.
Navy, Marines, Army. Oh, I can't do the fourth one.
3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Moving on. Question five.
I can't do the fourth one.
There was no winner for the massive Powerball this week when it was $750 million. Did you play, Kevin?
No.
I played.
Oh, did you win?
No, there was no winner. That's not true. I won
$4. Oh, that's winning.
So now this weekend, it's guaranteed to be at least $950 million.
What?
With many people thinking that it's going to go over $1 billion. If you take the lump sum payment on $950 million, you're left with $428.9 million. So how much is going to taxes?
Oh, jeez.
This
is a hard one.
Well, it's the same one I did last week.
Yeah.
Just different numbers.
45? I'm just
going to
guess.
45. Okay. All right. Kevin, yeah. Please bring Katie back in here. And Ariana, what do you do for a living? We know what Ariana Grande does.
I teach kindergarten, so I don't have to worry about percentages. I just have to add and subtract with intent.
Where do you teach kindergarten?
In San Juan Unified.
San Juan Unified.
Do you want to tell us the school?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's Thomas Edison. It's the DI program for San Juan. Oh.
It's the what program?
DI. So our school, half of us teach in Spanish and half teach in English.
Well, I love
so
that.
That's so cool.
Which, is you teach English?
Home of the Fighting Fiestas.
Really? Not light bulbs?
Not the light bulbs.
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Me and Gavin were on the same page.
And what do you teach in Spanish or English?
I teach the English side.
Okay. All right. Si se puede.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
Ariana, I'm going to put you on hold. All right, here we go. Katie, question one. The CDC is in a crisis right now. It has virtually no leadership. They fired the director because she, quote unquote, did not align herself with President Trump and the head of HHS, RFK Jr.'s views. And now four other top officials have resigned. Sure hope we don't need the CDC right now. What does HHS stand for?
Health and Human Services.
Nailed it. Question two. Ariana Grande announced that she's going on tour and we're going to have tickets all next week.
Woo!
That's exciting. It's going to be called Eternal Sunshine. What was her, or when was her last tour? Was it in 2019, 2020, or 2021?
2019?
Yeah, it was 2019.
I think I saw her then.
6 years ago.
I think I saw her then.
Question three, Sabrina Carpenter is warning people that her new album, Not for Pearl Clutchers. Her album is called Man's Best Friend. She said it's going to be fun, but it's going to be sexual, edgy, and aggressive. So parents, guard your kids. True or false? Only oysters make pearls.
False.
That is correct.
I think mussels do, too.
Clams can even make them,
it turns out. That's right.
And mollusks, whatever the hell they are.
I thought all of those things were considered mollusks.
You know what?
No, I could be wrong.
I'm no scientist.
Come on.
Question
RFK, yes, you are.
Question four. Ashley Babbitt was the insurrectionist who died while storming the Capitol on January 6th. You remember her.
Sure do.
She was an Air Force member, and now she will receive a funeral with full military honors at the request of President Trump's appointee.
Now, am I to understand that you, like, I thought every veteran could get that.
They could. The Biden administration denied that to her.
I see.
Because, you know, she's an insurrectionist.
Well, she was trying to break through the last line of defense.
Yes. Besides Air Force, name four other branches of the military.
Army, Navy, Marines, Space Force.
Yeah, Space Force. There you go. Also, Coast Guard.
I'm going to start telling people I'm a Space Force veteran.
I love that. Oh, veteran. Yeah.
And then I want people to say to me, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service, Katy Perry. Question five. There was no winner in the massive Powerball when it was $750 million. So this weekend, it's a guaranteed $950 million.
Okay.
Some people say it's going to hit a billion. If you take the lump sum payment on $950 million, you're going to be left with $428.9 million.
Oh, I hate it.
So how much is going to taxes?
Okay. $522.9 million.
You were really close.
Shut up, Kevin.
You were close. She was close.
I was close.
Why are you yelling?
The answer is $521.1 million. That was a hard one. Miss Ariana, are you there?
I told him it was a hard one.
I'm here.
All right, final score. You got three, but Katy got four.
Oh, gosh.
Katy wins.
Ooh.
Katy wins.
To that I say gracias.
Yes. Have a great day with all of your fighting fiestas. And what is it you want to tell us?
Today, I am not smarter than Katy.
No.
Well, not today.
Not today. But stay on hold, though, because you won Gigi Perez tickets and we need your information.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. This was fun.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Great little secret time on The Wake Up Call, and we're talking to Brian. It's not his real name. It's not his real voice, but this confession is real. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Your dirty little secret involves, I don't even know how to say this, I guess a family member.
Okay.
Right?
Well, former.
A former family member.
So, like, kind deceased?
Of. No, so my dad and my stepmom separated, like, 2 years ago. She had a daughter and a son from her previous marriage.
Okay.
And the divorce just went final. And so I guess it would be, like, my former stepsister. I guess that's what you'd say.
Got it. Okay.
I know it's socially maybe frowned upon, and I think I want to ask her out.
So your dirty little secret is
you want to ask out your
stepsister.
How long was she your stepsister? And at what age did she become your stepsister? I feel like that's really important.
She was 16 at the time. I was 17 at the time.
Okay, so like, and you were how? So hold on.
That was 15 years ago.
Okay, so. Yeah.
So she has been your step sibling, and you're in your early 30s now, correct?
Yeah, and she was, I mean, my stepsister up until legally, like, 3 weeks ago.
The questions you just asked, the qualifying questions you just asked, are important. Because Brian, if you're just joining us, by the way, it's The Dirty Little Secret. And Brian's dirty little secret is that his former stepsister of 16, 15 years-ish is no longer his stepsister because their parents got divorced and he wants to ask her out. If they met when he was six... Different story. Yeah, because you grew up together then.
15 years getting together when you're in your teens. That's still like
I
Christmas
feel like that makes
mornings
it,
and
yeah, but I feel like it's a little
coming
bit better.
Home from practice with your friends and like
I feel like it's a little bit
okay. It is
better.
Different. Is it better? Legally, obviously, there's nothing wrong with this.
Right.
There wouldn't be anything wrong with it even if your parents were still married.
Is that true?
Yeah, you can get together with your step sibling. They're not your, as long as they're not your blood.
Okay.
And everybody's like of age. Did you guys have like a flirtationship growing up?
I mean, look.
That's never a good way to start.
Look, I mean, it's just a, it's just like a serious vibe. You know, I just catch a serious vibe. I mean,
okay, so you're saying you think she's into it too?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Mm. You don't consider her your step sibling, right? Or your sibling?
No, not anymore. No,
not anymore. Oh. But wait, you did?
Okay.
Well, I mean, you have to in order to like respect your parents, right?
Oh my God. So wait, did you have
with my stepbrothers?
Like here's the thing. Okay. She had an older brother too. Yeah. Like he's still kind of my stepbro. Like we're bros, you know.
So you consider her brother, who is your stepbrother, to be your sibling?
We're kind of bros, yeah.
How would you cannot do this. This cannot be done.
How would he feel about this?
Right.
Oh, I think he would be totally down with it.
What kind of family was this?
I'm like totally down. Like, let's say that a different way.
He would be like, oh, we get to be related again? I love that.
Oh, okay. That's kind of cute. That's kind of cute, actually. Like, oh, we get to all remain family. That's cute.
We'll just have Christmas mornings without our parents or with just one of them.
He doesn't really get along with his mom.
He does or does not?
Does not.
Does not. Okay. So that works, I guess.
Man.
So, well, if this doesn't go your way, it's going to be very awkward. But if it does, I do think there is some sort of weird sweetness to the idea that they are all family again.
Really?
Kinda?
Really?
Because...
Boom.
Boom.
Okay. You're making me change my mind.
Brian, come thanks on. So much for your dirty little secret.
You're funny, man.
And, man, I don't know what to tell you. Good luck, I guess?
Good luck, yeah.
I don't know. Listen.
You know what? Gavin's an officiant, so if you guys end up married, he loves to marry siblings.
I do have to say, this is one wedding I would love to officiate.
Absolutely.
You're there, dude. You're there.
Third little secret on the wake-up call. But right now, it is time for this. Katie, what are the rules?
We are going to describe the title of a movie to you. We can't use any of the words in the title of the movie, any of the actors or actresses in the movie, or any of the characters from the movie.
Sing along, everybody!
And it's time for the No Name Movie Game, 106.5.
The end.
Okay, so Tony has to go on uncomfortable long, just so you know.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Is that loud enough?
Yeah.
All right. That was great. All right. We are joined by a very special guest today. It's Tony from Official Pest Prevention, one of the shot callers over Official Pest Prevention.
Wow. Good morning.
Good morning. And he has a sexy outfit. Accent. Outfit.
How's my outfit, though?
Your outfit's also sexy.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming on the No Name Movie Game with us. You're a movie fan. And also, thank you very much for all the partnership with Official Pest Prevention. We appreciate that.
Awesome. Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Now, I do want to point out that being a huge fan of our show, Tony's never heard this bit. And he didn't know how to play it. And so we did have to do sort of a crash course right before we went on. But that's okay.
I think that's okay. I think we're going to do really well.
I feel good.
The way it's going to work this time is instead of listeners, we are each going to play with you.
Okay?
You get 45 seconds. You can't use any words that are in the title.
No, we can't. We're going to be describing the movie to him.
Oh, yeah. And as a movie fan, I believe you're going to do really well. Who do you want to go first? You want to play with Kevin, Katie, or me first?
Kevin.
Okay.
Oh, save.
I love that.
I love that.
All right, here we go. 45 seconds on the clock. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Tony, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. And start.
Okay, the opposite of scared.
Like happy.
No, like you're not terrified to do something. You'll go do it. You're not scared at all. Some would consider your
nope.
Okay, wow. Never mind.
Oh my
Skip.
God.
This is the Spanish word for enchant.
Encantado?
Close. Yes, I'll take it. And then opposite of yep.
Nope.
Yes. Okay. And then you do this with your mouth if you're
no
happy.
Gesturing.
Smile.
Yes, oh. I didn't have to gesture.
No, you can't.
Okay, this green guy likes to steal Christmas.
The Grinch.
Yes.
Oh.
She has.
All right. Now that's 45 seconds. You did say Christmas, no, but there are two different Grinch
right.
movies. There's one that's the Grinch
this
who stole Christmas. This is just the Grinch.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And we're accepting Encantado for Encanto.
That is not the name of the movie.
I accept it.
It's my accent.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. We're playing. I love that.
We're playing with international rules today. All right, that's fine. All right, again, we're playing with Tony from Official Pest Prevention. Katie or me, who do you want to go next?
You, please.
All right. Ooh. Now, you got 4 points with Kevin. I have to beat 4 points. Are you ready?
I am ready.
45 seconds starts now. This is a city in Holland.
Amsterdam.
Yes. This is an amusement place with dinosaurs.
Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Oh, what?
Okay. If they live in space, little green
Stop
men.
Gesturing. No gesturing.
What
Alien.
About, yes. There you go.
Wow.
I am not giving away my shot. I am
Hamilton.
Not, yes. Yes.
What?
Okay. We are in a
Stop gesturing.
Studio.
But what's another word
Building.
For just four walls and a
House.
Ceiling?
Building. Office.
It's not
box.
Bed.
Room.
Yes! Okay. The dude abides. Oh, I said
Big
a character. I said a character. You can't say character.
You are a One, big two, movie three, guy.
I'm trying.
Wow.
I'm trying.
Gavin with the gesturing.
All right. I feel like I didn't need to point up to say outer space.
But you still did.
Okay.
So I agree with you. You
All
didn't
right.
need to.
I still get 5 points. If Kevin gets Encantado.
All right.
Fine.
Fine.
We're playing
apologies
with
to all Spanish speakers. Sorry.
All no, right. it's okay. I mess up Spanish words all the time.
Again, it is a special no-name movie game today, playing with Tony from Official Pest Prevention as our way of thanking you guys so much for the partnership that you give us. All right, Katie's the only one left. You have to beat five.
Good luck.
Okay. 45 seconds on the clock starts now.
I can show you the world. Shining, oh. shivering, and he rubs a lamp.
Aladdin.
Yes, yes. Very good. Okay, it's a animal that howls at the moon.
Wolf.
And it's the opposite of a woman.
Wolfman.
Very good.
Two.
If something doesn't cost anything, it's
free.
Okay, and the opposite of a gal.
Free boy.
No, gal.
Gal.
Yeah, the opposite.
Gal.
Hey, skip it.
Katie's like
this is
yelling
a, this
at
is
him.
A Disney cartoon. Sorry. And there's like an alien guy and a little Hawaiian girl.
Moana?
No.
Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, three.
Okay, a knife and a gun.
That's 45 seconds. I just want to point out here are the rankings. Katie Sorry. In last
That's
place.
Okay.
In last place. Kevin That's with okay. the silver.
Yes.
And standing at the top of the podium, it's Gavin and Tony with five points.
Right.
The opposite of gal is guy.
Guy. Free guy. Tony, thank you so much for coming in.
That was so fun.
I hope you had fun. We had a lot of fun
thank
playing
you.
With you. And listeners texting in, by the way, also loving your accent. So thank you very much for coming in. And big thank you to Esquire IMAX Theater. The prize pair of tickets to that will be back.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Next week.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
TikTok and Gen Z seem to be working hand in hand to make terms for all kinds of things now, and they're usually things that we've had for a long time, but this is a new one, or at least one that I don't know about. Kevin, what is a performative male?
Well, let me describe you one, and then you'll see why I'm so pissed.
Okay.
A performative male often drinks an iced matcha latte, wearing wired headphones and a tote bag, carrying feminist or progressive literature, collecting analog media like vinyl records, and sporting items like Labubu keychains. And I feel attacked.
A lot of that is yes.
Was there anything that wasn't him?
Carrying feminist literature, yeah. I don't read.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I'm a tote bag girly. When Trader Joe's releases their tote bags, I'm the first one there to get it.
Right.
I have started to integrate matcha into my life.
Yeah, you did. That started last week.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's just a longer energy. And then I've been about Labubu.
Right.
That's true.
He's a Labubu whore. And he may not carry the literature, but he carries plenty of feminism around with him all the time.
Power to the women.
Yeah, that's what I meant. So, I can understand. So why are you mad about it though?
Because here's why. It is describing a person that is disingenuous in how they behave. They are doing it to appear a certain way, likely to women.
Yeah.
Is it to get women? Is that why?
Yeah. I think so.
But I'm not doing it because to get women. I'm just doing it because I myself. Yeah. That is me.
Right. Yeah. Here, I'm gonna have your back, Kevin.
Okay, good.
And I'm gonna say, we cannot paint people with this broad brush.
Right.
Because if you looked at my boyfriend D'Lo, he checks a lot of those boxes.
Oh, boy.
You think he's also a performative male?
He is absolutely not a performative male. That's what I'm saying. But he has those are just, like Kevin said, the things he likes. Like, he doesn't care around feminist literature. That seems very performative. But He tried to buy wines and stuff like that from female-owned businesses.
Okay.
He loves his vinyl records. He loves his bags. Granted, they're not Trader Joe's totes.
No,
they're more expensive.
they're more of the designer variety. But he doesn't drink matcha, but he does drink almond milk lattes.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
but
God.
He is not performative. That's just who he is. So, Kevin, you can be many of these things, and maybe you're not a performative man.
Yeah, but this new generation is just going to slap the label on me.
Oh, boy.
So, okay, if you're just joining us, Kevin's informing us what it means to be a performative male. I'm actually going to flip the script on this.
Oh.
Katie's probably right. You're right. You guys, you and Katie's boyfriend, D-Lo, are not performative, even though you check the boxes. This seems more like an attack on somebody who would be like this. In fact, I think just the opposite. I think sometimes, maybe this is just my opinion, that the performative males are the ones out there constantly trying to flex their masculinity on people.
But that's not working on women. They're doing that to impress other men. I will say it again, get close to the mic. Because you're gay.
A performance is a performance.
I know, but what I'm saying is, that's a different kind of guy, and they're going for a different audience. What Kevin is describing is trying to lure a woman into a false sense of, like, he's so just, like, thoughtful and, like, feminist and sweet, but he's none of those things.
But what if those things, though, really, besides carrying around feminine literature, which seems silly, what about all the rest of that stuff screams, like, he's a sense, what, because his headphones have wires? Because he has a doll dangling from his keychain?
Not a doll, a collectible.
Like, that, I mean, if you're a woman and you think, like, no, he's a good guy, he's got a doll, like, that's not,
I mean, Kevin
says
that it pulls women. It gets women to talk to him.
I just want you to know, people are now at, like, music festival and raves putting labubus on, like, fishing rods to try and catch an ABG.
All right.
Asian, it's happening.
And that's an Asian baby girl for anybody who doesn't know.
It's working. So.
Well, then I don't know what to tell you.
It wouldn't work on me.
You're not Asian.
Oh, so is this just, I don't think that I don't mean the labubu part. I mean any of this.
I was going to say, you're like just G. You're not the A or the B.
Wait, why can't I be a B?
Huh?
I can't.
No, you're the baby.
You're
a baby girl?
Asian, no,
you're
not baby, a baby girl. Girl. Oh, you could be a BG.
Yeah. Baby girl. A WBG.
Baby girl.
White baby girl. I feel like I would sniff the disingenuous.
The fakeness? No, you can't.
I would sniff it out so fast.
I mean, I think that most people can sniff out stuff like that. I think people can. Wow. I think you're hoping
they can.
Yeah. I think anybody that has even a slightly above average intelligence can usually sniff out somebody who's just doing something just so that they get noticed. You know?
Yeah. Well, good thing I'm not doing it just to get noticed.
Right. You're just being you.
Period.
Yes.
So, ladies, if you like a performative man or not, I'm single. All right.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Adam Levine and the Maroon 4 are coming to the Golden 1 Center in mid-October. We've got tickets, and we want to give them away right now. Caller 17 gets to play Describe in 5 for Maroon 5. Good morning, Amber. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm good.
Good. Where are you calling from?
Happy Friday. I'm calling from Stockton.
Stockton. All right. Yes, it's a Friday for a 3-day weekend for most people, too. Feels so much better.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, Amber, have you heard us play Describe in 5 before?
Yes.
Great. Okay. For anybody who's listening and never heard it before, Key's going to read off 5 things that all have something in common. Then after she reads the 5th thing, we give you 10 seconds to name what category applies to all of them. And if you get it right, you get a point. You need 3 points to win. All right. Let's move on. Here we go. First category, Katie.
Okay. 10 seconds. You're going to give me the category. Hangers, shoes, scarves, storage, hats. Go.
Things in a closet.
Very good.
Oh, very good. That one stumped me. I didn't know that one. All right. You got 1 point. You're on the board.
Okay. I think this one's going to be really hard.
Really hard.
Yes.
Okay. Who came up with this? Okay. You or Kevin?
Me.
Okay. Here we go.
Obviously, if it's hard.
Describe in five for Maroon 5.
Okay. End table, dining table, humans, standing lamp, dogs, go.
Things in a house?
Nope.
Things in a living room?
Nope.
Dining room?
Nope.
House furniture?
Nope.
Human was one of them.
Things with legs.
Things with legs!
Oh, that one was a tricky one. I didn't like that.
That was a good, I like that one. All right, here we go. Moving on. Shake it off, Amber.
Okay, this one, we'll make this easy, okay? This one will be easy. In 10 seconds, give me the category. Running, singing, eat, cry, laugh. What are these?
Emotions?
Nope.
Activities?
Nope.
Actions?
Kind of. Verbs.
Oh, just okay. Verbs. Ooh,
these are hard.
These are hard today.
I have my 11-year-old son, too. He's like, actions.
I mean, what's his name?
I have one with me named Rockstar. He's 11. And then I have a 9-year-old named Harley. And he's in here, too.
Did you say your son's name is Rockstar?
Yes, like the drink.
I'm not laughing at him. I love that it wasn't like the band performer.
What's his last name?
Yeah. Rockstar Newell.
Rockstar Newell.
And does he have a nickname?
Some of his friends in football call him Rocky.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Rockstar was no help on that one.
No, he was. He was the... Rockstar got closer
That's
than
true.
She did.
Rockstar didn't get closer.
Okay. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay, Rockstar, hopefully this one you could get. Okay. In 10 seconds, Rockstar, give me the category. Aunt, sister, mother, grandmother, cousin, go.
Family members?
Specifically?
Females.
Yes.
There we go. All right. Female family members. All right. You only need one more point, and you guys are going to see other rock stars at the Golden One Center.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
10 seconds. Give me the category. Sponge, towel, bathing suit, pool floaties. Go.
Swimming pool stuff.
Nope.
Summer stuff.
Nope.
Things in a backyard.
Sponge was on there. Sponge.
Oh, Amber.
Things that get wet.
Oh, man.
Things that get wet.
Swimming pool didn't count.
No, swimming pool did not count because one of them was sponge and the one was grass.
Oh, yeah.
You know
what? Oh, yeah.
We're going to give you the tickets anyway, okay?
Yay!
You got a pair of tickets to go see Maroon 5 at the Golden One Center on October 17th. Tickets still available.
I think they were trying to say something. What was that, buddy?
Kevin's the best.
Oh, did Rockstar say I was the best?
Or was it Harley?
Oh, Harley said it because he's a big anime guy, and he keeps telling me that we have to listen also during Kevin's show because he wants those other...
My God, Harley, you're so my favorite. Cute. Rockstar who?
Ah!
Wow. All right, all of you stay on hold. We got to get your information. You're a lot of fun, okay?
Yay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, stop me if you heard this one. A bear walks into an ice cream shop. It's not a joke. It's news, which is why you come to the wake-up call.
Yes.
Katie has all the details. What's going on?
It happened close to home.
Okay.
South Lake Tahoe.
Oh.
Deputies were called into an ice cream shop because there was a giant, I've never seen a bigger grizzly bear.
What?
In the ice cream shop.
It was a grizzly bear?
I'm pretty sure.
Because grizzly bears are scary. Black bears are big and stupid.
It is not a black bear.
Funny.
It is absolutely not a black bear. I got to tell you, though, nothing about this bear, it looks scary. Okay. The picture that the police took before they...
Oh, it is a grizzly bear.
Yeah. Before they shoot it out, shows the bear standing behind the counter of the ice cream shop next to the register as if he runs the place.
Oh my God, this is so cute.
So
I set up
funny.
A bounce back. So if they want to see it, text bear into 916-909-1065.
Oh my God.
That's great.
It's so cute.
You got to see it. B-E-A-R to 916-909-1065. How funny. It looks like
This is his mom and pop shop.
Oh. Yep.
He devoured a ton of ice cream, opened up ice cream containers, left them strewn about, and then they shoot him out. And that's where I take issue.
Which part? Like,
they should leave.
They should have let him stay?
Absolutely. They should have let him stay and let him run the... That's his ice cream shop now. Not to eat the ice cream himself, but to run it so that we can come and be patrons. And they called him something like Fuzzy or something, which is such a stupid name. We're going to call him Smitty.
Yes.
And we're going to put an apron on him. We're going to throw a dish towel over his shoulder. And this is, I don't just want to live this. I also want to see this movie.
This feels like a good movie.
Yeah.
Like a Disney Pixar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, even DreamWorks. We'll include them in this.
Okay, now, is he a fun-loving ice cream shop owner, or is he a curmudgeon?
He's a curmudgeon.
Okay, that's what I thought.
He's gruff.
Yeah.
Especially
with
the name
Smitty. Which is funny, because he runs an ice cream shop.
That's why it's funny.
What could be more like Holly Jolly?
Now, his staff are not bears.
Okay.
But they are animals.
Okay.
They've got to be.
Okay, and they need to be animals that you would find in the South Lake Tahoe area.
Okay.
So, a bunny, a deer.
A female deer is like maybe his love interest, will they, won't they.
Okay.
You watch them through the whole thing.
No, you know what I would love? Hmm. I would love if she actually doesn't work there.
Okay.
She's the health advisor.
The health inspector.
The health inspector.
Yeah.
And everybody that works for him has hands.
Yeah.
So you can't work there if you have hooves. It's not our rules. It's just God's
How many
rules.
Animals can we list with hands besides raccoons?
Well, bunnies.
Beavers.
Possums?
Squirrels.
Yeah.
But like a nice possum.
Yeah. Squirrels.
Okay. Yeah. There's actually quite a bit. Skunks, yeah. I guess.
Skunks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's lots.
Okay.
And then every time that the health inspector walks in, Smitty always goes like, "Hello, dear." And everybody's like, "Oh boy, this joke's going to wear thin."
And then
it just shoots to the skunk and they're like, "That joke stinks."
That's so good. And then she goes, "Smitty, you know it's Vanessa."
Right.
Listen. And then she takes out a piece of paper and she goes, "It's getting better, but it's not great." And she puts a B on the window.
Oh, for
and
bear.
And he goes, "How many times do we need to do this dance, dear?"
Right.
And she goes, "See you next month, Smith."
And then she winks and she winks at him.
But she knows he likes her.
Yeah.
But he's not really willing to say it. And she likes him back, but she likes the chase.
And that's the whole plot. All of the other animals that work at the ice cream shop are trying to get the two of them together.
Yes. Yeah. And so they are purposely
doing
things to force her to come back.
Right.
Okay. So they'll like, and I do need you to know, the patrons of this ice cream shop are humans.
I love this.
Yeah.
I love it.
So they're doing things that they're breaking dishwashers.
Okay.
You know, one of them says to the other one, like, "Don't put regular dish soap in there." Well, what do we put in? Put laundry detergent. And then, you know, it starts overflowing with bubbles.
Somebody makes an anonymous call. "I saw a rat there." And then Smitty has to be like, "That's our new supplier."
Why do we have to think of everything?
Hollywood, we know you listen.
Yeah, call us.
Call us. We will flesh this entire story out.
It's incredible.
That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
We did it.
We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.